Forever! Dog!
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Well, this is episode two of our episode with Frankie French. It's covering the episode season seven, episode seven, Dark Page.
Okay, that's the wrong. I'm sorry.
That's good. Here, let's do Hamilton. Can you? Yo. We watch a lot of shows, but not this one. This one's the one where Deanna's mom. Look, hey. Sana comes in and she's talking to a only telepathic group. They only communicate with their thoughts. They never talk with words. They're learning right now. But if Deanna can't help her mom with the trauma she's experienced way back long in the past with the wolf that's supposed to be a dog, then we don't know what's going to happen. She might just die. Beverly, can you help her? You've never seen it before? Of course. You're not great at this.
What?
Help.
Marquise.
Someone help.
Marquise.
But don't help. He's another dog. It's a wolf.
Mark you.
Telepathy.
No.
Telepathy.
You gave it
telepathy.
The bone. Give it back. Why?
Telepathy.
How? Tell it.
What?
It could be kind of any
tell it.
In the universe, but we've got this dog
tell
here.
Tell it.
It's like not
what?
Until
tell
the
tell
space
it,
dog.
Tell it.
Okay, look.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to need you to send me that track.
Okay.
Because every now and again, and see, you're laughing, but watch next time we hang out in the real world. I'm going to just
please
play it on my phone
not.
And break into song. Oh, every now and again, I'm going to play that on my phone and break into gangster rap. Yeah, I am. That's happening. I have a question about the Stardate. It was like Stardate 4793.1. Mm-hmm. How did they get the point one?
Let me see. I'll Google the Stardates.
We've never looked into that. So
I know what it is. Is a
hold the, on a second.
The Stardate.
Oh wait, you can't hear that.
The
I'm
time,
playing sounds.
Okay, so the time they say the actual date. They
look,
they say
this. Look.
No, but I have it. Like I'm about
look,
to.
It's fine.
Okay. The logs, the captain's logs, sometimes he logs several times during the day, so that's a 0.1, 0.2, 0.3.
Oh, okay.
And then the date is just the same date.
The date, yeah. Okay, well, that makes sense. I was like, how did they get so...
Very good.
Wait, do it again.
You did it. Yeah.
I figured it out.
You did it.
I
also,
killed.
I didn't do it.
Oh.
It's not good.
Oh, we'll do it again. Ready?
The wrong answer one?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I have to look at the screen and do it. 1 second. Okay, ready?
Okay.
It didn't go.
That was awful. I'm making this horrible face.
It's not working now. Oh.
For nothing.
I have to double click.
So Frankie's been like doing like right. Fart butt and face 7 times without sound effects.
With no sound. Oh, no. There was a sound. You guys didn't know. There was no sound.
This one's called Business Fart. I don't know why it's called that.
It's literally called Business Fart.
I named it that, I think.
That's funny.
Anyway.
Do you only have one dimple?
I'm covering the other one up. The other one's just not as intense.
Yeah, I only have one too on this side. And then not really on it. I know.
So
we make a whole dimpled face. Okay.
We make a whole dimpled face together. We better procreate.
Jerry Taylor recalled that there was a great reluctance to do this episode and Phantasms back to back, but because it's one of those things where they didn't have anything else ready to go. Mm. And this episode actually had been around for a long time and had gone a lot of permutations. It just never seemed to work whenever they were trying to do it. And it started as a Dr. Crusher story and it went through every possible combination of people on the Enterprise. And it wasn't until they hit on Troy and Mrs. Troy that it really seemed to work. But I don't even understand what kind of premise they could have had before that. Like, if like, it's all about telepathy, it seems like who else would have done this episode but Troy and her mom?
This is pretty.
It was about buried trauma.
It's the theme of a telepathic rescue. It was the thing that they were trying to figure out. So they they thought of it like Dr. Crusher from the female doctor point, or LaForge through the Visor. But ultimately, it was through Troy and Luxana. They could.
Yeah, of course. Why would they do it with anybody else? Yeah,
and then and they had a lot of hard time finding a dark enough secret that wouldn't make Luxana unsympathetic, and also it would probably change Troy's life and the character's life. So
yeah,
they needed that, to figure
I
that
do
out.
Think was because I'm watching the episode and I forgot what the secret was, and I'm watching it and I'm going like, what are they going to have it be? Because usually with Star Trek, it'd be something like, oh, one time she saw a dog, you know, like maybe that when she was going through the space the space memory or whatever, and there was a dog there. What if her trauma was that she just saw a dog? She's like, oh, it's terrifying.
I thought it was pretty progressive that they tackled that and made it understanding and sympathetic. I just thought they did a really good job.
I thought so too. Yeah. Congrats to them. They figured it out.
Yeah.
Because you got to imagine this team of male writers being like, what do people care about?
Yeah,
when they care about things. You know people who care about things, right?
I knew a woman once. I was married to her. We had a small infant. It was a little version of both of us.
And then it got bigger. And she really loved that thing.
Right. She really loved that. What are those things called? Children. That's right. Seed of my loins.
Offspring. Big deal. But they did. They did a good job. And it makes and the little girl does look like Kirsten Dunst, mostly because it seems like they filmed them from far away.
100%. Yeah.
Kestra was like, who is she? Like, she was always like 6 feet away or like 6 meters away from the camera, which is something that they do.
So that's what triggered the memory, was the little girl, or was it them rooting around in her brain that kind of made it come back?
Yes, it was the Makis, that species.
Makis.
When they enter each other's brains for telepathy, it's like full. They like just say everything at once. It's like, so it's very, it's like, Garrett, it's like very Pisces. It's like, there's no difference between you and me and the thoughts and the, and like everything's everything. So I guess when she started interacting with these guys, she was like, oh, nope, not this side, not this side of me, not this side. And eventually she started like decaying from having done that.
Oh, I would love to see what the Karen would think of American men's thoughts if they could just see the totality of their thoughts. The American
the Karens?
Yeah, the Karens. Isn't that the name of the species?
They'd be like, all dark.
Yeah, all dark.
All dark. Only dark.
They would probably de-Karenize, you know, a little bit.
No. Wasn't the name of the species called the Karen?
Karen.
Wasn't it?
I thought it was the Karen. The one we deal with.
Oh, Karen. They were called Karen?
She's thinking that they were called Karens?
Right.
No, I'm thinking Frankie is talking about Karens and white men in America, and she's talking about Star Trek.
She's talking about Star Trek.
Yeah.
Veronica has an amazing capacity for just like complete non sequiturs. Like she will follow you anywhere. If you just go off, you're like, so crazy.
Thank you.
What do plants think about? And she's like, yeah, let's talk about it. I'm ready for that conversation right now.
I'm ready.
Right here. Yeah.
Give me variety,
I was
going to
bring it up anyway.
I'm yours.
Glad
baby.
You brought it up.
What's up with that?
I have another clip. All right.
Let's see it.
It's out with words. I suppose you're right.
A lot.
Her hair is so big, though. And so this, like, looks exactly like the place they were hanging out when
this
her daughter
is
died, which is the other reason I think this.
Very good, Hedril. This is where people come to relax, enjoy themselves in a natural setting. Flowers of all hue, and without thorn, the rose. It's an old earth poem by John Milton.
Please, what is a poem?
You don't want to know.
Poetry is an art form that uses words put together in new and unexpected ways, sometimes in rhyme. Milton was speculating that in heaven, roses wouldn't have thorns.
Heaven?
Heaven is... Well, it's, how can I put it?
I love his face when he looks at her.
I see, thank you. Heaven.
Mother, you're supposed to be avoiding telepathy.
I'm only trying to help, dear.
You don't look well.
I'm just tired. Maybe I'll sit down.
It's like, wait, why is she there? The whole thing is that she was supposed to be resting because
right.
she's having like,
right.
her mind is falling apart. So she's just like, no. just going to hang out with them?
I'm just going to walk through the botanical gardens right by a pond that looks exactly like the pond that my old daughter died in with your daughter that looks just like my old daughter. And I'm going to freak the fuck out. That's all I'm going to do. If that's cool. Is that cool? No, I'm fine. I'm just going to lay down.
It seems like the Karen are triggering some sort of mental breakdown for you. Maybe you should relax. Like, she's like, walk around the arboretum where they are right now. Great. Got it.
Got it.
Like, no, don't do that. That's no.
And the other guy also looked like Steve Carell, which was weird.
It's the same guy.
Both those guys are the same guy?
There's only one guy.
No, there were two guys standing there in that scene you just showed.
Oh. Oh, you're right.
Oh my! I was like, oh my God, one of us is crazy.
My brain is just making them into the same guy. He does. They
Isn't
have
that
weird? Steve Carell. Maybe that's yeah. their species, the way that they all look.
Have resting Carell face.
I love the way Mayquise stares at people when he's getting into their brains. It's my favorite thing.
Oh my God, it's so hilarious. Later when Deanna's like, you tell me with telepathy. And he goes, okay. I was like, oh, that's the I'm doing telepathy now. I got it. I get it.
It's like angry face. I was just like, damn.
He's like, it's very funny.
He does have like a particular face, like a jaw, lips.
Yeah, he's jaw forward.
Yeah, it's all of the, he's very jowly. He's got a lot of this down here.
It's weird that they have to lay in a bed for this part. And the man has to stand over them. Why isn't he in a bed?
Oh, when they do the mental, the telepathy bridge.
Oh, so were you guys just seeing the screen I was showing?
No.
Oops, sorry. I haven't shared it yet. I thought you were seeing it. Okay, sorry. Let me play it again. I've just watched it several times now by myself.
Hilarious.
Could accessing her mind pose any danger to you?
There's no way to know. I'd like to try.
Everybody's sort of like, I don't know. This is some weird beta zone shit.
I'll be monitoring her throughout the entire procedure. If anything goes wrong, Mayquise can break the telepathic link.
Is anybody going to ask why it's not Mackay's or Mac? Like,
I don't understand.
Your mother, part of her is very frightened. She may resist you.
I understand.
So great. Oh, he's really getting in there. All right. Do that again. He looks like Brian Husky when he does that. Okay.
Help me, Mother!
So she's in a hallway in the Enterprise and she's just... Nobody's there. Lights are off. Nobody's there.
Counselor? Can you hear me?
Captain?
Deanna, Dr. Crusher has become concerned that your paracortical readings have become erratic.
Are you talking to me from sickbay?
Yes. I want you to sever your connection to your mother.
Why don't you ask Maquis to do it?
I'm asking you. That is an order, Counselor.
You're not Captain Picard. Leave me alone. Please.
So tight. First time I watched this, I was like, why is she so sure that it's not Captain Picard? And I realized because they said specifically before she went under, like, that Maquis was going to sever the connection, not but if, her.
If the mom had been smart, she would have just lied and been like, Maquis has gone crazy and he's trying to kill us all. You need to break the connection and yes. go help him. You know what I mean?
Yes. She's really not doing the work of protecting her own trauma.
No, she's not really trying to bury her. Look, lady, if you want to bury secrets.
If you want to bury the dark place.
Yeah. I stuff shit way deep down inside and lock it up for years and wonder she why really I have panic attacks.
She needs lessons.
Like, you can't bury a secret and make this entire show out of it. You know, like, be fainting exactly. and being, like, weird yeah. about it. Like, just chill, man. Chill.
Get yeah, some concealer.
I'd have been in there like, help us on the Star Bridge. Are you talking to us from? Yes, I'm talking to you from the deck thingy. Marquis is he's lost his mind. This I'm only ahead right now. You need to just quickly come and help us.
The Star it's Bridge. Urgent.
Yeah. Oh no.
I needed you. I needed you in this writer's room. I don't know yeah. what to say, but this right? is a perfect rewrite.
This is like,
oh no, I'm in the deck thingy.
Yes. Also, since your trauma involves a dog, maybe don't put a dog in the right. as a barrier.
Right, right.
The exact dog that killed your daughter.
Yes, he was all my favorite.
He
my
should have been wearing
fears.
A t-shirt that says like I kill daughters.
Right. I went to this lousy park and all I killed was this lousy daughter. Like that's should have like, been his
why do they sell this dog t-shirt? Jesus.
With this very specific, weird, very cryptic note.
And it's always sold out, you're saying. Right. It's always right. sold out.
And it's only one in one size for that dog. This is very so weird. And I'm you also keep like, buying it. Okay.
Just so all you right. know, the dog that they filmed with was actually a wolf.
Also Kirsten Dunst. Oh.
It yes, was a
it
wolf.
It was also Brad Pitt. The wolf was Brad Pitt, played by Brad Pitt.
I mean.
Was it the, so it wasn't a real, it wasn't a dog. It was as a, where'd they fucking get a wolf in Southern California?
I tell you, I don't know, but they split screened the shots to have the characters interact with the wolf. Which, although trained, was still pretty dangerous, and nobody wanted to be there with a wolf except Stan.
Why?
Curry.
They didn't want to just be alone with a wild wolf? That's weird. What a bunch of wimps. That's crazy.
I love that.
Kidding. And the growl, they got it by giving it a lick of a meaty bone and then filming the reaction. As the trainer moved to take it away.
So like, yeah, try to take this meaty bone away. And guess
this is
what?
My you'll meaty be, bone.
Yeah, you'll be pulling back a meaty stump back away.
Your bone's about to be real meaty right now.
I saw a dead wolf on my drive back from New York to Virginia. Oh. There was a wolf run over on the side of the road. It was very upsetting.
That's horrible. Right. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Like you see a deer and you're like, ah, yeah, good job, dummy. Another one of you. Come on. Don't you get it?
There's so many deer.
There's so many. Like the big things in the roads. Cars, yeah. Maybe don't walk in front of them. But then you see a wolf. I've never seen a wolf dead anywhere, right? And it's like, and it was huge. I thought it was a deer. And I was like, oh shit. Yeah, it was awful.
But here, let me spin it in a positive way.
Yes, it was a werewolf and it was almost back to his human form. Is that where, no?
Okay, I would love that to be it. I wish that were it. No, but maybe it means that the population of wolves are coming back a little bit.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
So that could be it, which is really, they've been decimated. So
That's been happening though since we've been in the house, right? Like things like nature's been.
I think it's been happening a little bit, but I think the like accounts are a little over exaggerated. Like people think that it would just like it, I think we're learning a lot about what it would take to reintroduce populations, but I don't think that it means just people staying a little bit more inside for a year because we still have industry. Hi.
True.
Yeah. Come up here.
There's a lot of talking back there.
Yeah, there's a lot of chatter. He thinks he knows about the wolf thing. He's never seen a wolf. He's like, yeah, it's thick. Frankie is about to start her own podcast with, who is it with?
My friend, Stephen Joseph Campbell.
Stephen Joseph Campbell. And yeah. I don't, Skylar, do you remember if we recorded her describing her podcast on the show or not? Because we should definitely plug it.
I would love to tell you guys about it. It's pretty fun and amazing.
Tell us about it. Tell all four of us.
Yes. So it's called Nonprofits, P-R-O-P-H-E-T-S. Is that right? Yeah.
Yes.
So it's called Nonprofits, where my partner and I, we write jokes about, we workshop jokes about social justice issues. And then we bring on a person from a related nonprofit and we raise money during the show and interview them about, you know, all the good work that they're doing. Or sometimes it'll be an activist or maybe a comic that, you know, works in that space. But that's the point of the show, is to raise awareness for these different causes and to also get a new hour. No, I'm kidding.
Wait, and also, so you're workshopping the jokes, and then do you have the person listen to your jokes and tell you?
Yeah.
Oh, great. That's amazing. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
What a wet blanket, too.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So many of your jokes die there.
Right, exactly. And that's kind of the point, you know, to showcase a number of things. One, you know, we as comedians, that's our job. We, you know, we literally use comedy to add some levity to sometimes very serious issues. And it's not to make fun of those issues, obviously. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times it's to educate, or it's maybe it's something we personally experience and that's how we're dealing, whatever, right?
Speak truth to power.
Bam. And then there's that. That's my favorite. And so, yeah, so it's to showcase that. But it's also to showcase that we, you know, as a society, we've become a little too, it's not political correct when you're politically correct to not discuss truth.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think we've gotten to this space where, you know, well, you can't say that. Actually, I can. It needs to be said. So I'm just going to go ahead. We're going to take the, pull the stick slowly out of your butt. And you're going to just ease and calm. You know, it's all of, right. Yeah. It's all of, so it's all of those things. So I think it'll be, you know, fun and funny and interesting. And also, you know, people will learn stuff, we'll raise money, and it'll be great. Plus, it's got a cool name that I really love.
It's got a great name. You're so good at naming things, Frankie.
That's how we met.
Because I was, I had named something poorly.
Yes, Racelets. I'll never forget that. It was my favorite racism prevention
invention.
Yes. Yeah. Did I tell you the name of my special, the first special I'm releasing next year?
No.
So it's going to be a full hour, but at first I'm only releasing the first 25 minutes for free. And that little snippet's going to be called The French Quarter.
Oh my God. You love it.
I love it. And then when I release the hour, it's going to be called The Whole Damn Dollar.
Amazing.
Right? How fun Amazing. Is that?
It's so fun. Where are you going to put it first? The first 25?
Well, the first everywhere that will take it, any and everywhere, and it's going to be 100% free. And it's going to be like pure, unadulterated comedic fire from the minute I open my mouth all the way to the minute, to minute 25.
This is very exciting.
There's some laughter for you. Oh, you can't hear it because I'm not sharing sound. I keep playing these sound clips just for myself. And it's like, I'm like, see?
You're like, oh,
and
my
it's
God.
Silence.
So, yeah, thank you for letting me plug. And it's Tuesday on Comedy Hub, our podcast.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So Tuesday on Comedy Hub, nonprofits.
Yep, nonprofits.
The podcast.
Nonprofits, the podcast. Yep, it'll be fun.
Veronica, do you have a question?
Well, no, it's just wondering if it was already out, and now I'm like just Googling it. And
I know tonight is the very first recording. It's tonight at 6:30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're literally just now starting it.
When are you releasing it?
Well, tonight we'll be live on Twitch with Comedy Hub. tonight at 6:30 Eastern, so 3:30 Pacific.
That's genius. And then,
yeah, it'll be every Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm. So if you're listening to this, it'll probably be in a couple weeks. So there you go. And you can tune in. Yeah. Like, I can tune into the show every night, like
every
live.
Night, oh every my night God, that's live awesome. On Twitch. Yeah.
I love that.
Thank you.
2 weeks. I was right. Thanks.
So there'll be two episodes of Nonprofits that you can catch up on if you're listening to this. You can go to their Twitch stream or you can go and find us on YouTube because we're also going to have a YouTube channel too. Because it's going to be video, kind of like how you guys are doing.
That's pretty amazing.
Because there's also going to be an element of sketches too after a while. Where we'll show a sketch that we've done. One of them is going to be, there'll be different little series. One series is called Social Justice Warrior. And it's this, my partner is a white dude and he's just always going to be fighting social justice, whether you want him to or not. And then my character is called The Voice of Reason, where I'm just like, actually, this isn't offensive. And he's like, no, I'm here fighting for you just sit back. I was like, but it's not actually that serious, right? This is, no, I don't care if that's your husband. He's a white man and he needs to be taken to, like, yeah. It's gonna be fun. We're gonna have good times.
So I have to say, why do you think it's okay to make a podcast with a white dude?
Oh, why? Because I'm a black half gay woman, and so I do whatever I want. It's amazing. Uh-huh. It's like my own personal reparations. It's pretty fantastic.
That's pretty amazing.
That's correct. And here's the correct answer sound.
There
you go.
Bam! I won. Ooh. What do I get? What do I win, Chuck?
You get to look at me being wrong for asking.
I like that's my favorite face. Thank you. Yeah. Anytime, you know, you're great friends if you can make more than one chin with your face.
Ooh,
in front of that person. Yeah.
I can make so many chins right now. I've gotten I've gone up two sizes during quarantine.
I'm so proud of you.
Two sizes.
I'm proud of you. I was like, there's no way Alex will go up even one size. And you're like,
shut up.
Not only have I gone up one size, I went up two.
I'm that scene in Mean Girls when she's like, these are the only things that fit me right now.
I know. But you
I'm
don't
only
feel
wearing
bad for
sweatpants.
Her.
Not because it's cute. None of my jeans.
Oh, you can't see my sweatpants.
My big jeans don't even fit anymore.
That's okay.
I kind of think it is okay. I get stressed about it, and then I'm like, it'll just be fine.
It's fine. Don't get stressed about it. You'll get to play new roles.
Or I won't.
You like will. You will.
Begging. Yeah, I will. I will. It'll be fine.
You will. I already know that you will. I love that you can only see my head. That's kind of cool.
Well, yes, Veronica?
Well, it's your head with your head right behind you, so.
I know.
There is a specific. I should
Veronica,
do that too.
You're a comedian too, aren't you?
I like to say that sometimes. Sometimes I don't. I do comedy. I do comedy, but I've never gotten into stand up like since I moved to the States.
Okay, where are you from?
Venezuela.
Oh, that's so amazing. I love it.
It was fun. And then it wasn't. But then I did stand up there, and our sense of humor is more like, I don't know, like a kind of a story. But everyone's more like patriarchy and bully than. And then so now I'm like, once I moved to the States, I was like, stand up is okay. Sometimes I kind of want to do it, but I prefer to do sketches or characters.
Okay. Yeah, sketches are fun. I haven't gotten to do any fun sketches lately.
You Veronica was an improviser for a long time.
Oh, shut it. I love improv. That's fun.
That's where we met.
It's a good tool to have in the tool belt.
Well, I've been doing improv since I was a kid because my sister, to escape the abuse in our house, she would have me like do these characters and tell her stories, but I'd have to like act out all of the characters and I'd make up these stories. Yeah, they were very ridiculous.
See, the abuse was helpful. I've been telling you this.
The abuse was so helpful. Like,
told
it
you.
Was so helpful.
It was
yeah.
good.
Yeah, and I have some great like I haven't even dug into those stories for my stand-up yet. I will though.
You're like cha-ching. Yeah. Well, we have to run and we don't want to keep you. We don't want you to be able to nap before your show. And
how did you know? That's what I was literally getting ready to do.
Because we have that telepathic connection.
So all right.
I was mequeezing into your brain.
No, it's actually we can tell because you slowly like getting lower and lower in the screen.
We can only see your eyes.
through this sesh, it's just been like
your brows look amazing.
Thank you for noticing.
They look so good.
I had to do an audition today for a sexy hairdresser. Uh-huh. You can't tell, but this is like a messy bun. And then I have like braids coming down the side.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I had on this black tank top and these black leather pants and a black like leather arm and sweater. Like the front was a sweater, but the arms are leather.
Love it.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was very cute. I was like, sweetheart, go ahead and sit in my chair. Like it was really cute. I was like a real hairdresser. Yeah.
Let's see this those brows close up. Let's see them. Mm-hmm. Mm, shapely. Oh, love that. Really into the right one. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Go on my Insta. There's a pic of me like doing my thing. Yeah, if you zoom in, face is flawless. Yeah.
Your Insta is the first thing that Instagram shows me every morning.
Because my Instagram loves you. Alice, just so you know, Veronica is one of my favorite humans that exists on the planet Earth. And it's not even a joke. It makes me laugh.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me because it's high praise coming from you, one of my favorite humans on the entire earth. My boyfriend just said the other day how much he loves you.
Shut. Tell him, get his face.
Yeah, I'll get his face.
Grab his face. And then with your other hand, make a fist. Punch it. And tell him that Frankie loves you too. And this is how she shows love. And then he'll know how much I love him.
He's going to love that. Any physical contact lately, he's like, I'll take it.
Thank you for just touching me.
That's what it's like. He's a human version of Biscuit, my cat. It's just
well,
like,
thank you guys for having constantly. Me.
Thank
we
you for being here.
We don't have to finish the episode. Am I in trouble? Did I do it wrong?
No. We kind of did.
You did it right.
In the end, you figure the beginning of the episode is, well, sometimes when the beginning of the episode is way better than the end, we just talk about the beginning because the end of this episode is that they're like, yeah, it was
she had a
sister who died.
I thought it was good. So, I told you.
It was good, but there's not much to make fun of.
There wasn't. Yeah, it does.
Because it was just like, well done.
It takes a turn at the end where you're just like, oh, I was like, oh my God. And I'm literally like, Charles watched it with me. That's my husband, Veronica. Mm-hmm. We can say his real name. He won't go with strangers. Well, he might. But hey, Charles, I guess I'm married to you now. Sorry, Wes.
Oh, God. That's how we lost Charles.
But he watched it with me like twice. And we were both like really into it and talking about like, oh, my God, I can't imagine losing a kid as a parent. That sounds horrific. Yeah,
I can't because I don't have a kid.
I know. I was
what
like,
about your son? Oh my God, that little guy. He's a little rabble rouser.
If I was responsible in any way, because like a dog really could kill one of my sons very easily. They always try.
I was just like, what is this place where they're at where there's like a dog? Like they could have come up with anything in the world, in the all of the universes, but they were like a dog.
It could have been like an 8-legged. Yeah. Two-headed serpent, snake, dog, horse.
I know. That's what I was like. Why is this like normcore? And then they were like, the dog, someone ran her over like a regular car. So this was 400 years ago or what? Like,
yeah, like a regular car.
What is this car?
It's
like,
true. Why is
one
a regular
rogue,
car?
One rogue car that someone stole from the museum. was the one that got Kendra. I don't know.
A Dodge
was like,
caravan. Vintage.
A vintage.
No, it was what are those things? The things where it's like eight dogs and it's pulling a sled.
A dog sled.
Hell?
Oh, that's like a sled.
No. Oh, I thought
a nightmare hellscape? Is that what you're thinking of?
No, I love a dog sled.
Are you referring to Hades? Hades is...
it's the Iditarod.
Yes, right. That
the
It would have been a funny joke if I could have thought of the name, like, right in that moment. I ruined it by explaining it. You know those things? It's like a sled.
Yeah, no, it was flawless without the word.
And then it was pretty shocking. It was pretty shocking to see Loxana go through something so horrible. And then Deanna.
I felt so bad.
Deanna, low-key, going through all of her mother's journals from the last 4 years.
That was a little shady.
That was shady. Come on. And then
she's paging through and she's like, no, I can't find her account number. And the captain's right. like, wait, what are you looking for?
You know what I've been thinking about doing? Doing videos where I'll play a scene from a movie and then I'll reenact it the way that it should have been written. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be funny, right? And here's why. Because I was watching City of Angels the other day. You guys remember that movie?
Yes. It's based on a really good movie.
Remember at the end, like right when he decides that he's like takes the leap and he falls mm-hmm. to Earth and now he's human and he goes to her and they go off to the cabin in the woods and they mm-hmm. spend that wonderful night together making love.
And then suddenly she gets the urge.
Yeah. She's like, I need to go get pears because he doesn't know what pears taste like. And then she goes to the store and on the way back, she like gets hit by the semi truck mm-hmm. and he runs and he's like holding her in her arms and he's like, don't go. And she's like, but I think that in that moment, what he would have actually said was, what's your PIN number? I've only been human for 5 minutes. Sign over the deed to your house.
Quickly.
I don't
leave
have
me the details.
To live.
Leave me the earthly things. I need them.
Did you keep a diary? How can I be? Are there other women that will let me put my penis in them? Like, I don't, yeah.
Wi-Fi.
Right, password. What's your Wi-Fi code?
The easiest one to find.
I feel like he should have asked some more in-depth questions there. That's just me. I don't know.
Well, all if right, I'm guys. Ever holding you in my arms, Frankie, and you're
I
dying.
I agree.
I yes. promise to ask you the pertinent info.
Please. So am I Bootsy's mom now? Yes. Am I in the will? Yes. Take everything. Just you have to marry Charles now, though. That's the only unfortunate role. Sorry. He doesn't know how to fend for himself.
Garrett Thank will be like, cool, we get a husband. Like, okay, it's not.
Is he just chill works. With everything?
He really
Who, Charles?
Is.
My husband, Garrett. My husband? Oh, Garrett. Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
Really frustrating.
Is it?
He's chill with everything.
Are you I the don't fire know how you, and he's the
I don't
ice?
Know how you do it.
Yeah, my husband's super chill. To the point where sometimes I'm talking to him and I'm like, "Babe, did you hear me?" And he's like, "Yeah, I heard you. I didn't think you wanted a response."
Yes.
Oh, yours does that too?
Garrett does that.
What the fuck is that? Like, seriously, what is that? It's infuriating.
It's terrible.
It's infuriating. You want to see me, like, how you think I'm, like, sweet and loving. And you want to see me turn into a Tasmanian psycho murder devil? Let me talk to you from my heart and pure soul and then get zero response only for you to go, oh, I didn't think you like you needed me to say stuff back. I will kill your mom. I'm going to go to your mom's house and murder her. Like, she's got to go. Okay. I thought I was
your
living this nightmare alone.
Got to go. Yeah. He does that a lot. And it's
so,
like,
what are they in stasis? Like, what's going on in their brains at that moment? They're just like,
I don't know what it is.
A little bit of it for me is the like extra added layer of condescension of like, oh, you need a response, where it's like, we're having a conversation. I'm just talked for a little bit.
So it's not like they were watching TV. It's not like they're watching TV and you're like blah, blah, blah around them, right?
No.
You're like talking to each other.
Right. Like this, like how this is all
Very
an interaction.
Admitted.
Yeah.
An admitted
yes.
conversation.
Very clear. Yes, it's very clear that that's what's happening.
Who
yeah.
the fuck knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I think probably at some point Charles is just like shut everything down, and, mm-hmm. and you know what I mean.
He's just like yeah, he's like looks on a Troy's brain,
right? And he's watching like something he actually wants to remember, like in his mind. And then once he's like, oh, she stopped. I'll sign back yep. in. Mm-hmm. What? And I'm like, oh, okay, you weren't. Yeah, yeah. That's fine. I get it.
Because what he's hearing is like, ha, 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 ha.
That's yeah, like what I feel they birdie. Probably hear. I mean, it happens to me with Jose, too. He just, like, looks at me like,
and then moves
so
is on.
So that's just a guy thing then?
Possibly.
Oh.
All right. I got nothing else. I'm out of here.
This is very fun. Thank you so much.
Sorry.
Bye, guys.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.